Ana Parak Hey Mishnah Hey B'chor Kelim Mekachim Afili B'klei Glolim B'klei Avonim U'B'klei Adam. And all types of kelim, you can do the kiddush of the Eifa of the Paraduma by putting the ashes of the Paraduma into the spring water. And this can be done in any type of kelim, even kelim made out of dung, or stone kelim, or kelim made out of Adama, out of earth. Even though these type of kelim are not makabel tuma, but they're still considered a kli. And therefore, since they're considered a kli, they are kosher to be used for the kiddush to be done in them. Even sfina mekachimba. You can do the kiddush of the Eifa of the Paraduma in a boat, even though a boat is not considered a kli as far as kabbalah's tuma. Ein mekachim lo bedafnos hakelim. You cannot do the kiddush in the side of a kli that broke, and you have just the side remaining. That's not considered a kli, and you can't do the kiddush in it. Below bishulei hamachet, not with the handle of a machet. A machet is a large earthenware kli, and since it's very large, it has a handle towards the bottom. This handle is not considered a kli, since the handle is only used to pick up the machet. It's not a kli in itself, and therefore, it cannot be used to be mekadesh inside the handle of the machet. Below b'megufa v'chavit, nor can you be mekadesh in the lid of a barrel. Below b'chavna, nor can you do the kiddush in the palms of your hands. The reason why all of the above is possible for kiddush, because you cannot draw the water that will be used for the kiddush, nor can you do the actual kiddush of putting the eifer into the spring water, nor can you sprinkle the mechatas from anything but a kli. When you sprinkle the mechatas, it has to be in a kli at the time you sprinkle it. So since you can only do the kiddush and the kli, the above things are not considered a kli, and therefore are possible for kiddush. Ein matzilim b'smid psil ela kelim. Shein matzilim miyak kli cheres ela kelim. Now the Mishnah goes ahead and mentions a couple other things that can only happen in a kli, that these dinim only apply to kelim, not to something that's not a kli. The first din is the din of matzilim b'smid psil, that the din is that an earthenware kli that's in an oil on mace is under the same roof as a mace. Even though the dinit, that everything under the same roof of the mace, would become tummy. But an earthenware kli, since it could only become tummy from the inside, not from the outside, if it's tightly sealed with its smith sill, it's tightly sealed on the top, in such a case, the kli chayis would not become tummy from the mace, nor would anything inside the kli chayis become tummy. The kli chayis, the earthenware kli, would protect its contents if it's tightly sealed with its smith sill. It has a tightly sealed lid. And so too, not just an earthenware kli would protect its contents, but any kli that's not makabel tuma at all, such as a kli at bottom of a stone kli, if it's tightly sealed, it would protect its contents from becoming tuma. And the Mishnah tells us that only kelim protect its contents if it's tightly sealed with its smid, so it's a tightly sealed lid. But anything else, even if it's tightly sealed, would not protect its contents, as that of the din, that only kelim can protect its contents from becoming tuma by a maze. But if you have something that's not a kli, even if it's tightly sealed, it would not protect its contents if it's under the same roof as a maze. That's the first din the Mishnah mentioned that apply only to something that's a kli. And the second thing that the Mishnah mentioned that applies only to things that are kelim, that only kelim that are inside an earthenware kli would be protected from becoming tummy if there was a sheretz inside the earthenware kli. And the din is that if a sheretz falls into an earthenware kli, not only does the kli cheres itself become tummy, but all of its contents also become tummy from the sheretz. And we look at the sheretz as if that tuma was circulating around the entire interior of the kli and would be metame everything inside the kli. But the exception would be kelim. If there are other kelim inside the earthenware kli, the sheretz would not be metame those kelim if the sheretz did not come into direct contact with the kelim that are inside the kli cheretz. Just the kelim and the sheretz at the same time were inside a kli cheretz. Those kelim would not become metame from the sheretz. As a sheretz that's inside an earthenware kli would be metame everything inside that kli with the exception of kelim. Kalim would not become tummy if it didn't come into direct contact with the sheretz.
Sachas Parapak Hey Mishnah Vav Beitas HaYotrim Ksheira Rabbi Yosef Pasuk. The egg that's used by potters, it's kosher to be used as a kli to be makadosh day for the paraduma, to put the ashes of the paraduma into the spring water and use this kli for that purpose. Rabbi Yosef Pasuk. The egg of a yotrim is the clay that a yotrim is going to use to make a kli out of. When the yotrim makes a kli, he first takes clay, shapes it like an egg, and hollows it out. Only after that does he make a kli out of that clay. And this basis hayotrim, this egg-shaped piece of clay, could be used as a kli to be mekadesh the ashes of the paraduma, according to the Tanakhama. Where Rabbi Yosef does not allow it to be used as a kli. According to Rabbi Yosef,
Since it's an unfinished product, it's not considered a kli, and therefore invalid to be used as a kli to be mekadesh day for the parat. Beitas are tainted goybas. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda makshirin v'chachamim paisim. The eggshell of a hen. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda are makshir this eggshell to be used as a kli to be mekadesh day for or the parat. Duma, while the chachamim hold that it's possible, they hold that an eggshell is invalid to be used as a kli. And since it's not something that lasts very long and it's not normally used to contain things, it's not considered a kli, and therefore possible to be used for the kli to be mekadesh day for other parts.